Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Noach. Very exciting parsha, packed parsha, loaded with things, loaded with ideas and messages. It's flooded. Very good, Rafi. Flooded with ideas. I'd like to share with you a medrash at the end of the parsha that I think has a very, very important message for each and every single one of us in our lives as we move forward in our lives. As Hashem is Baruch. There's a pasuk at the end of the parsha after the Noach leaves the teva. He goes outside. The pasuk says, "Vayochel Noach ish ha'adama vayita kerem." Noach, the man of the earth, went and he planted a vineyard. That's not exactly the best thing he should have done. Rashi quotes, "Of all things to plant after you come out of the teva, you're in the teva for a very long time, and you have to plant something again. Why are you planting a vineyard? Vineyard makes grapes. Grapes make wine. Wine makes trouble. Why is he into making a vineyard?" Chazal throw the book at Noah for his first planting of a vineyard. The Medrash has a very, very strong comment. Listen to this Medrash. Says the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Berechia, Chaviv Moshe Minoach. Moshe was more Chaviv than Noah. The word Chaviv means precious. Moshe is considered more precious than Noah. Why? Noah, Mishe Nikra Ish Tzadik, Nikra Ish Adama. Noach began, in this week's parasha, Noach ish tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, tamim hayah b'dor asav. And at the end of the parasha, he's called ish ha'adama, a man of the earth. Ava Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu, mishen nikra ish mitzri, nikra ish elokim. At the beginning of his life, when he goes ahead and saves the shepherds, the daughter of Yisro, soon to be his wife, from the shepherds. They come back and they tell their father, Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man, hits Yilam Yadaron, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called Ish Mitzri in the Torah. And at the end of the in Parashas Zos HaBracha, we just laid last week on Simchas Torah, Moshe is called Ish HaElokim. It's a very strong measure. The measure says again, Moshe is more chaviv, more precious than Noach. As Noach begins, he's called Ish Tzadik, and he ends up being an Isha Adama. And Moshe begins Ish Mitzri and ends up Isha Elokim. What's the Medrash telling us? What's the idea behind this Medrash? A very, very startling Medrash. So, there are commentaries on this Medrash. If you want to see a pshat, besides what I'm going to share with you, you can look at the Mishnah Chochma, Ala Torah. He suggests a very nice pshat in this Medrash. I'm not going to share that with you right now because of the timing. I'll just share with you a suggestion, a possibility, and also. Listen carefully, please. What came to mind when I saw this medrash was the Mishnah Avos, which we just found, thanks to Daniel. In the third paragraph of Avos, it says, Hu haya omer, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Chaviv means precious. Same word as the medrash uses. The medrash uses the word Chaviv. Moshe was more precious than Noah. And the Mishnah says, Chaviv, a man is considered precious. You know why? Shenivra B'Tzelem. Because he's created in the image of God. Chiba Yisera no daslo, says the Mishnah, there's more love given to him because he was told that he's created B'Tzelem Elokim. This knowledge that a person is created B'Tzelem Elokim is a very, very almost neutral piece of information. But here's the punchline, Chaver. Here's the yisod of life, or one yisod of life. Everyone in life is given a different deck of cards, so to speak, to play with. Everyone in life is given a different situation. Everyone has a different set of demographics. No one has the exact same in this room. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of people in this room right now. Everyone here is different. Not just looks different. We all have different backgrounds. We all have different families. Most of us have different names than each other. Everyone's different. We have a couple of overlaps on names. There are a few Sammys, a couple of Rafis. But we have different. Everyone in this room is very, very different. Everyone's created differently. The Mishnah actually says in Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, every person is different. So the goal of life, Rabbi said, the mission of life is not just to live or to take your deck of cards and have them, but it's what you make out of your deck of cards. What do you want from me? People could say, you know, I was created short, so I can't, you know, I can't slam dunk. I can't dunk. What do you want from me? I'll never put the ball down in the hoop. I can never do it. It might be true, might not be true. You can work on your leap. You can work on your jump. Maybe you can come close. You can hit the rim. Maybe you will never dunk. That's true. So you know what? So now throw in the towel and that's it. Goodbye. We're done. The challenge in life is to take the lemons, which sometimes a person has handled, and to make lemonade. The challenge in life is to say, you know what? I'm an Ish Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Ish Mitzri. He doesn't say, okay, that's it. I'm an Ish Mitzri. I'm done. He says, you know what? I'm going to strive step by step in life to become an Ish Elokim, to become as close as I can to a godly being in this world. I'm not taking who I am and saying, okay, this is my deck and I'm done. I'm doomed for failure. The goal in life, Rabbosai, please understand this very, very simple but very, very important idea. The goal in life is to always be growing. The goal in life is to always want more. The goal in life is for a person never to sit back on their laurels, as the expression goes, and say, you know what? I'm good. If you're satisfied with the way you are in your Yiddishkeit right now, you should call your parents after the shmuz, tell them that you want to save them a lot of money. I'm not sure how much you get back from Shraga. You get back some money from Shraga back probably. Book a flight home and go on to the next stage of life. I don't really mean that seriously. I'm not suggesting anyone should leave Shiva this early in the year. Chas v'shalom, no, yet. Not yet. But why are we here? What are we doing here? Why do we come to Shiva? We came to Shiva not just to get away, not just to have a gap year between high school and college. We came to Shiva to grow. We're here in this world to grow. We're here in this world to not be satisfied with where we were yesterday. Not to say, okay, you know what? I've peaked. I reached my max. My father always likes to say the following very profound idea. Oftentimes, you would lament my father over the fact that some parents would cap their children's growth, and he wouldn't be so happy with my kid can get so religious, but after they get that, shut a bet, not for my kid, no way, you know. Once they come and start acting a little bit religiously, some parents get very nervous. Some don't. Some do. My father would always say from the pulpit, not abashedly, not scared, the following thing. He'd say, in all areas of life, we want more for our children. We want our kids to have more comfort than us. We want our kids to have more money than us. We want our kids to have more experience than us, but more of a relationship with Hashem than us. Not so much. He didn't like that. He wasn't such a fan of it. My father would always say, the pasuk says in Ashrei Dor, Ledor, Yishabach Ma'asecha, which means generation to generation, Yishabach, what's Yishabach? Praises, builds off the previous generation. We want more for our children in every area of life. We should want more for our children in Yiddishkeit as well. If my kid comes home and says, Abba, you know, something that you're doing in the house, I'm not really sure if it's... if it's exactly what I learned. So I have two choices. I could say, you're a chutzpin yonker. Or I could say, you know what? Let's look into it together. Thank you for pointing that out to me. I appreciate it. Maybe I missed something. If I want more, I'll respond the second way. If I want a cap, and I want to say, no, I can't go past this point, I'll go another way. We live in a world which is physical and finite. Everything has limitations. This shmooze is going to end in 3 minutes. You know why? Because that's what 12:45 is. It's limited. Our Shana Aleph is going to end on June... whatever date, 16th. That's the last day of our Shana Aleph. Everything in this world was created with limitations, with boundaries, with borders. Time and space. Everything is limited. Every person has a limit how much physically they're going to grow. Am I going to reach 6 feet or not? I'm probably not going to reach 6 feet probably in my life. I'll probably never hit 6 feet tall. Everybody has a limit on many things in their life. That's physical. When it comes to matters of spirituality, there is no limit. There's no limit. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Mitzri, and he became Ish HaElokim. Ish HaElokim means he became as close to a godly being in this world as is humanly possible. You'll say, that's very nice. What does that do with me? So I'll tell you as we wrap up this thought for this week. It has to do with you, that it has to do with every one of us. Our job in life is just to wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what? I want to build off of yesterday. Our job is to say, you know what? This afternoon, I want to make better than yesterday afternoon was. I'll end with this. I have a neighbor, a beautiful neighbor. His name is Tzvi Aryeh Adler. He's a little bit of a breast lover. He goes to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you met him once or twice there. A beautiful Jew. He's Israeli. Every time I ask him how he's doing, which is pretty obvious, a neighbor of mine, he says the following response. Baruch Hashem, he says, Yoter Tov Me'atmol, better than yesterday, U'Be'ezrat Hashem Achar Yeh Yoter Tov. Hopefully tomorrow will be better. You know what that is? That's a Moshe Rabbeinu mentality. That says, you know what? I could start as Ish Mitzri, but I'm headed up towards Isha Elohim. As opposed to Noach. Noach started out Ish Tzadik. Where did he end up? Isha Adam. Rabosai, this only happens when a person takes baby steps. Healthy baby steps. Please don't walk out of this room and say, okay, I'm switching yeshivas and I'm going to the Mir and I'm never turning back. No. Not that that's even a goal for anybody per se in this room, or should it be, necessarily. The goal is baby steps, step by step. I'm going to focus more on my davening. I focus more on my brachos. I focus more on my benam l'chavero. I make sure I call my parents before Shabbos and thank them for sending me to Eretz Yisrael. I wish them a good Shabbos. I call my grandparents before Shabbos and give them a shout out and thank them for being such wonderful, loving grandparents. Step by step, I'll work on Midos, I'll work on my Avodas Hashem, I'll work on my Benon Machavero. My goal in my life is, I don't want limits. The sky is the limit when it comes to physical matters. There are no limits when it comes to spiritual matters. We should be Zochet Rabosai to be Chaviv, to be as precious as we can be. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, to use the Kochos that we have, to take that deck of cards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and to make that the most polished, perfect deck of cards, each and every one of us is able to make them. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, Rabosai.